This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julie Amacher. Making a cold call isn't easy. In fact, it can be downright uncomfortable. But that didn't stop violinist Hilary Hahn from making more than 24 cold calls to solicit original compositions for her recording titled In 27 Pieces. It's a collection of little encores Hilary Hahn commissioned from 27 different composers, and it just earned a 2015 Grammy Award for Best Chamber Music or Small Ensemble Performance.
And then after I called everyone and I knew who was going to participate, one goal that I'd always had was to have an open contest for one of the encores. And that last one was the 27th one by coincidence. I just got to thinking, where are the new generations of encores? I love the older encores, but I wanted to make sure that there would be pieces that in the future would also refer back to our era and the ideas that are here now. But what I didn't think about is the fact that each piece has its own sound world, and I hadn't worked on music by a lot of these composers before. So I was also getting to know their musical language as I learned the pieces.
Each composer was given just two guidelines. Compose a piece for acoustic violin and piano that's 5 minutes in length or less. Hilary also interviewed all the composers to gain a better understanding of their intentions.
It was just fascinating. Some people said, well, I wrote this in the score. Even if it's very difficult to play it that way, it's really necessary that that stay exactly the way I wrote it because it's really a crucial aspect of the score at that moment. And other people said, if the notes don't work for you, just change them and let me know. There was one composer, Anton Garcia Abril, who's a Spanish elder statesman of the composition world. He wrote out something that makes sense on paper as a very sort of rhythmic thing, but then he said, I don't know how to write in the freedoms that I want, so here's how I hear these phrases. And then he described through demonstration how these rhythms are just a guideline. And it was just so interesting to see someone actually say that as a composer.
Nico Muhly had a very intentional musical conversation in mind when he wrote this piece titled Two Voices. In fact, it's a musical dialogue within the violin part.
The piano is a drone. He was explaining to me in the course of, I think, one of our interviews that he's very interested in drones because these things are around us all the time. We always hear the refrigerator at home. We hear traffic outside, and those are very active parts of how we hear the world.
Tina Davidson is another highly regarded American composer who agreed to write an encore for Hilary Hahn. Her piece is titled The Blue Curve of the Earth.
The title refers to some photographs she saw online from NASA of the Earth's edge. And even though she writes some fast-moving notes and some different kinds of sound effects into her music, it's all about the line and about the interweaving intricacies of how notes can illustrate an idea or an emotion.
As you explore these 27 pieces, you may be struck by the diversity of composers and the variety of traditions they represent. Hilary Hahn says that was her goal, and figuring out how to piece this musical puzzle together became a creative challenge.
I've had to learn how to play a lot of the pieces because most of the composers were new to me, so I didn't have a foundation in how to play their music. So all of that has pushed me in a lot of different directions.
Hilary Hahn, stretching in new directions, which have paid off in a number of ways, including a 2015 Grammy Award for Best Chamber Music or Small Ensemble Performance. And that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julie Amacher.